joining us now here at the ballpark, the athletics director here at Coastal Carolina University, as we say hello to Mr. Matt Hogue, our gracious host here tonight. Beautiful crowd, beautiful night. Scoreboard probably not to your liking to this point.
Yeah, not going anything that we want so far from the Chanticleer perspective, but it is a beautiful night. Great crowd, and certainly a great time of year for college baseball.
We could probably sit here for 20 minutes and talk about the job that Gary Gilmore has done in shaping this program in his image and at his alma mater, but just this team in particular, when the season started, would you have projected that they would be in this position to host a regional and perhaps host a super regional? Who knows?
Yeah, it's. I think we've been a bit of a surprise, just based on the youth of this particular team coming into the season. You know, we lost a lot of talent off of last year's team that went to the final round, really, against East Carolina, that Greenville Regional, particularly on the mound. All three starting pitchers last year really solid, including the pitcher of the year, Sunbelt, Reed Van Scooter. We had a lot to replace on the mound, but we've had a lot of talented guys step up here, particularly offensively, and it's put us in a position for some of those things. Opportunity to obviously get back to the postseason first and foremost, but maybe be in the discussion to play here in Springsport Stadium as well.
Well, you'll get an opportunity. Folks may or may not know that you're also a member of the NCAA Division I Baseball Selection Committee, so I guess you can't say, all right, Coastal's going to be in the tournament as a two seed right now, but just kind of give us the nuts and bolts of how all that process works and what your role in the selection process is.
Great honor to be a part of that group and nine other colleagues and the NCAA staff that works with the particular championship on the road to Omaha to not only represent Coastal Carolina, but to represent our area and our region on that front. And some great colleagues to work with. Obviously, we are chaired by John Cohen, the athletic director at Auburn, and I don't know if there's anybody that knows more about baseball, particularly college baseball, that John does, having been a very successful coach at various places through the years, and obviously was at Mississippi State when they broke through and won it all a couple of years ago, and then has moved on now to Auburn. But I would say right now, the work that we do, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played. It's a process that is ongoing throughout the season that really kicks into high gear here in the next couple of weeks as we head toward the conference tournaments in particular, and then the selection weekend that takes place over Memorial Day weekend. And the folks on that committee, they love college baseball. Many of them played the game in their past lives, and they do a really good job of following what's happening across the country. It's not a job. We know each year there's going to be critics about how the results come out, but I can promise you that everybody's putting 1,000% into trying to get it right.
So no truth to the rumor that NC State is automatically out going in, correct?
I'm going to move on from that particular question.
I know that's what Wolfpack fans think. There is no conspiracy theory against your team. Matt Hogue joining us here tonight, athletics director here at Coastal, also a member of the D1 Men's Baseball Selection Committee. So when will you guys, I'm assuming you meet, what, once a week at this point in time? How does that, and when will it start coming where you'll meet in person to decide the tournament field?
So the process currently is built around, there's a regional advisory system where we have conference calls with coaches all across the country that are working down by region. And we get a chance to hear firsthand, and that's a very important resource from the coaches who know their conferences, they know the region they're in, maybe they know teams that they've played against that they thought were impressive. So you get the coach's perspective through those calls that will take place basically on a weekly basis starting next week. And that gives us a chance to really kind of start formulating, what's happening in those particular sectors of the country, and what are we hearing from guys who know the most and arguably the best about the teams and the games are the guys that are coaching, right? And then we'll convene the weekend of the Memorial Day weekend on Friday, the 26th of May. We'll convene for our selection meeting, and then that runs all the way through until the bracket is announced at noon on the Memorial Day, which is the traditional time for the bracket. So a lot of baseball that will be consumed between now and then. Obviously, conference tournament time brings a lot of excitement, and you see teams that get on runs. We're watching a Clemson team tonight who's probably playing as well as anybody in the country right now with what they've done the last few weeks in the ACC. So the first goal is to try to stay focused on the region and the teams and the coaches that you're working with in particular from the committee perspective, and then you kind of consolidate all of that information into the national media.
Is there a sport, with maybe the lone exception of beach volleyball, the way that has grown exponentially here in the last couple of years, but overall, is there a sport that has had a greater transition, I guess, from a sort of regionalized sports and, you know, playing in smaller stadiums with very little crowds to what we see now and in college baseball and the explosion it's had in the last 10, 15 years?
Well, I think just when you look across the country this year at so many teams that are playing well and the parity that this sport has enjoyed over the last few years, it's really amazing, and it's been great for the sport. It really has expanded in popularity. We've seen that. You see more and more schools that are investing in college baseball, and I think we're seeing that on the competitive landscape, and that's great for the game. You know, there's some challenges out there. I think when you look at, you know, the scholarship scenario is something that continues to be a discussion point. You've got a lot of significant changes that have happened with the Major League Draft, when it happens, how many rounds you have. Got an older sport now, I think. A lot of players that have been around a lot longer. Some of that's the after effects of COVID, but you still have a lot of players that have been around a while, so teams have a veteran, you know, feel to them. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's something particularly in our region, obviously it means a lot to the fans. And we love the sport, and we love the spotlight that it's been able to grow into. And as you know, the culmination of that is what really, for me, is unlike any other place, and that's what you see in Omaha for 15, 16 days.
Matt Hogue, Athletics Director of Coastal Carolina, with us here tonight. He's also a member of the D1 Baseball Selection Committee, so he'll be able to help shape the upcoming baseball tournament after all the teams get their work done here in the next couple of weeks. And, Matt, just put your AD hat back on, your thoughts about things going on right now in the NCAA, a lot pushing legislation in terms of NIL deals. I know Grayson McCauley in particular, just because we're rolling up on Darlington this weekend, has a nice deal with Darlington Raceway. Where do you see that going here in the next couple of years and how it might change or be reworked? What do you think the process is there?
Well, I think the first goal is, and you'll get this response by colleagues out there, and it's a familiar narrative among our industry, is to reach some sort of congressional legislation, national standard for what are going to be the rules of the game. I think we all understand that we're now 2 years into this. It's become a fixture. It's a part of the college athletics world and the business that we're in. But I think we still need to have a landscape where everybody kind of knows what the rules of the road are. We don't necessarily have that. We've got guidance. We've got some guardrails from the NCAA, but sometimes those can even be interpreted differently from state to state, depending on state laws and other aspects. So getting to that national standard, I think, is the real key. And once you have that, I think everybody can kind of plan and establish, okay, what's going to be our system for working with NIL, both from the school perspective, and then all of those out there that are third parties that are doing so much now to help athletes benefit and capitalize on their popularity.
And quickly, before we let you go and get back to enjoy the baseball game, thoughts of the first run through spring practice of Tim Beck, your new football coach?
Yeah, really, really excited and looking forward to next year with Coach Beck coming on board. It was a spring practice where, as you can imagine, with the change in staff and, you know, just a lot of changes throughout the program, as you typically have, there was a learning curve. I think our players had to go through that. Some different looks, obviously, on what we're doing on both sides of the ball. One of the things that's so impressive about Tim is he's very detail-oriented. He's worked at the highest level of the sport in multiple locations. And I think those are things that really attracted us to him. Had a lot of credibility in the recruiting space, particularly when you have to think about the portal now as being a big part of that. And I think we saw that in terms of players he was able to attract to come here. And also, I think in the spring they filled needs on both sides of the ball that they felt like we had. And it's going to be an exciting time. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, the number one job was let's make sure Grayson McCall is still wearing Shawnee Clear uniform, and he is. And as long as number 10's behind center, you've got a fighting chance.
Looking forward to heading out to Los Angeles to open the season with UCLA.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a game we've had scheduled for, I think, probably 7 or 8 years now. You know, it's hard to even remember when it was put in stone. And that's a special opportunity for our program. We just celebrated 20 seasons of football, which is hard to believe, but we're still a young program in that regard. And to be able to play in a historic venue like the Rose Bowl to open our season, and then later in the year play in just as historic a venue at Army as our two non-conference road games is really special, and I think will mean a lot to our brand and to our program.
Yeah, we appreciate the time. As always, great to see you. We'll let you get back to baseball, and hopefully things will turn around for your team on the scoreboard.
I hope we can pick up a few runs. A lot of baseball to go here. You know, we've got a few innings to go, but obviously Clemson a great program, and this will be a tough comeback to orchestrate, but anything can happen, right?
Without a doubt. Matt Hoag, Athletics Director here at Coastal, also a member of the D1 Baseball Selection Committee. Matt, we appreciate your time here this evening.